You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the hypocrisy never ceases to amaze me. Now, what hypocrisy am I talking about? Well, America's hypocrisy, of course. Why? Because America tries to pride itself on being a moral, upstanding Christian nation. However, there are so many parts of the good book that are cherry-picked as long as it can meet certain agendas. If you need evidence of that, look no further than the modern church. But I don't want to focus on that. Given the recent events of Buffalo and two more scenarios that I'm going to put in the description box, I want to focus on a certain passage. Luke 22:36. Jesus said to them, quote unquote, "But if now you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one." Very interesting that this passage, given everything that's going down nowadays, is not referenced at all. But we know what this truly means. Better to be naked and armed than to be clothed and unarmed. Oh yeah, especially in this day and age. People are losing their minds. However, I want to focus on the common denominator between these three scenarios. And what was that common denominator? Simple. The victims did not have the ability to defend themselves. Ah, yes. That right there is the common denominator. Those three scenarios presented soft targets. Now, I've been in a few debates as of late. We all know Cuckafornia tends to be one of these, oh my God, guns are bad, blah, 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 blah. If you get into any problems, just call the police. I utterly despise that mindset. However, there have been a few people who actually tried to challenge me, especially when I wear my Pro 2A shirt. Oh, that gets some people way in their feelings. However, I welcome a debate on this. Now, some people have actually tried to play the race angle, asking, well, how can you be Pro 2A as a black man? I love when they throw that one out. I love it. Why? Because the answers that I give them, they do not expect. So I say, well, first off, I am sorely against gun control. And they're like, well, why? That makes us safer. I said, well, first and foremost, I know you're not going to do this, but I would invite you to research the actual racist roots of gun control. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, man, I tell you. Yes, when gun control was originally introduced, it was rooted in racism. Why? Because the people of that time did not want freed slaves to be able to arm themselves. Yeah, check your history. However, I'm gonna go even deeper than that. I'm about to really blow your mind. Why am I so pro 2A? Well, first and foremost, I'm retired military. Second, I'm retired military who worked in armories for over 20 years. And the final thing, I'm retired military who worked in armories, who is a legitimate firearms instructor. So I highly advise you not to debate me on this one. You will lose. Once I said those three things, every person who tried to debate me, they tucked tail and ran. Oh, let's change the subject. Oh, no. See, you wanted this, so I'm gonna give you this smoke. Of course, they felt real bad afterwards. Not that I cared, but hey, it is what it is. Gun control only works for law-abiding citizens, making them soft targets. Yeah. However, I firmly believe this. We need to go back to the Wild West days. What do I mean? Everybody knew that everybody else could be armed. Whether they chose to arm themselves or not, it was always a distinct possibility that everybody was packing a peacekeeper. But nowadays, oh, we're gonna call the police. The police will keep you safe, blah, 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 blah. Even though the Supreme Court has already made it crystal clear that police are not there to protect you. Police are simply a reactionary force. They don't come until after the event has happened. And 9 times out of 10, they're coming to pick up a body, to cordon off the area. So, yeah, no one else is responsible for your safety. But for some strange reason, so many people have been thoroughly brainwashed into believing that the cops are going to be there to protect them instantly. Last I checked, most police forces are having trouble recruiting people, just like the military. And I'm not even going to talk about security guards. Yeah. Most security guards have to put up with so much disrespect from the clients that they work for and the general populace. So, is being even a security guard worth it anymore? No. But we definitely have to go into a society to where people at least think other people might be armed. That right there will cut down on these scenarios happening. Period. So since we've tried this whole gun control thing, and we know the racist history behind gun control, I say, hey, open carry for everybody. Now, if you choose not to, that's on you. However, everybody should be allowed to have the means to defend themselves. And I know there's always going to be some people who say, well, no, we shouldn't be able to do that. You know, forgive and forget. No. A crystal clear message needs to be sent, especially for anyone who wants to try to do a mass shooting. That right there, in my opinion, is the media's fault. Now, why would I say that? Well, the media sensationalizes mass shootings, especially when they can fit an agenda. If I were in charge, anyone who did a mass shooting would be erased from history. Here's what I would do. Such and such committed a mass shooting. Guess what? Such and such was found guilty. Such and such was taken out. He had his hole dug, summarily executed, unmarked grave. Anyone who tries to identify him or put his information out, automatic $20,000 fine, 2 years in prison, period. That's how you get rid of the mass shooter, by making them completely canceled. But unfortunately, this media, oh, we need a good story to push an agenda, because as you all know, they're going straight for guns. Oh, it's gun control. We need more gun control. No. Mm-mm. We need a change in society. Change the people. That way, those individuals won't need to pick up a gun to try to make themselves famous. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speedy trial, execution, unmarked grave. Cancel this person from history. That's how I would do it. And just to round out my rant, here is another outstanding bit of hypocrisy. The very politicians that are trying to push for gun control for the everyday citizen, it's very ironic that those same politicians have security details of who? Armed men to protect them. But you, as the everyday average citizen, oh, no. You don't need a gun to protect yourself, which we all know what this truly means. We don't want the citizenry to have guns because they might come after us. That has always been one of the big games played by society. Keep everybody divided, keep everybody unarmed. That way, we can still stay in power. Just saying. But gentlemen, if you have the means, tool up. Things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. I myself, I've got my eye on a nice Mossberg 500 that I will soon be acquiring. Or better yet, hey, any lead thrower that you can get your hands on, go for it. But I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Read the articles that I'm going to post in the description box. Come to your conclusion. Do you think that I was on target about how society has created so many soft targets by stripping the everyday average citizen of the ability to defend themselves? Maybe I'm on target. Maybe I'm way off. Let me know your opinion. However, this one goes beyond women, because there are far too many men who are complicit in this. But I will say this. When the power goes out, a lot of people are going to end up going out right along with it. Why? Because they refuse to acquire the means to defend themselves in that final moment. And guess what? There'll be just another sacrifice by the government to push whatever narrative that they want. And for those of you who think that the government is not above sacrificing its own citizens to push an agenda, you must have been brain dead for the last 2.5 years. Just saying. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.